All right, so I wanted to look at a common real-world application of these VFD, variable frequency drive systems that you're going to run into. Here we in the image above, this is a schematic of a GE refrigerator, very common. Let's just get the overview of this schematic. First of all, start at the bottom, you see the yellow words that I've highlighted. You see compressor. And it's got the windings inside there. They've represented them as resistors. They're not. They're actually motor windings, and they're showing you the resistance of what you should measure thereabouts. And the word compressor is highlighted in yellow. Moving over to your right, you see the word inverter highlighted in yellow. And it's the inverter shown as a dotted box. The reason for that is because what they're giving you is a schematic that applies to several models, some of which will have the inverter board, some of which won't. They're showing you that if applicable in this particular model, it will have the inverter board. How do you know? Well, you have to look and see if the inverter board is actually present or not. And then moving on up, you see the next highlighted word in yellow highlight is EMI filter. That stands for electromagnetic interference filter. And what that's doing is it's doing both what two things. One, it's keeping any kind of junk, and by junk I don't mean necessarily spikes, but I mean harmonics, any harmonic frequency of 60 hertz that might be coming in on the line to interfere with the inverter, or even the main control board over there to the left. And I've got that in a blue box as main control board. That's the microprocessor control board. But the other thing that EMI filter does is it keeps noise created by the inverter board itself from going back into the outlet and into the household wiring and messing with anything else, any other appliances or electronics in the house. These inverter boards are electrically noisy. There's a lot of fast switching going on. They generate a lot of what they call harmonic frequencies that can go in and mess with other appliances. They can also, you'll hear them if you put an AM radio next to them. You'll actually hear a lot of junk on a blank channel. It's being generated by the inverter board. So that's why the EMI filter is there. And moving up from the EMI filter, you see the AC input is highlighted, the letters AC. So that's the overview of this little schematic that I wanted to look at. And what I want to point out to you is going back to the inverter board, the dashed box down below there, you'll notice that the inverter board has two inputs. One is it has AC line input, and the other it has a signal input from the main control board. Can you follow those? Can you see where the which can you see which lines are the AC line input? Yep, that would be the brown and orange wires coming out the top of it. How do I know? You just follow it back. Go through the filter and it goes right up to AC. Take either the orange or brown line. Orange is line, I mean, sorry, brown is line, orange is neutral. I wanted to point out one other little feature too that you'll see a lot on schematics. If you come out of the top of the inverter on either orange or brown, and you see the little double arrow things. That means it's a connector. So there's a little Molex, plastic Molex connector. In this case, there is. It's a clip connector that will you can disconnect that Molex connector from there for testing or for replacing the board, etc. If you go out to the right of the inverter board, you see that the white and red wires have the same type of thing, another Molex connector that you can disconnect. And this is done for, again, testing and replacing the board. So how do I know that the white and the red are a signal input? Well, for one thing, if you remember from the presentation above, the inverter board has to have a signal input from, it has to have a power supply, and it has to have a signal control signal that it gets from the microprocessor board. And if you follow the white and red lines back, you see that those come from the main control board. That's going to be a digital output. That's going to be your pulse width modulated output from the main board to the inverter board. And that, again, that pulse width modulated signal tells that inverter board how fast to make the compressor run. And finally, one other thing I wanted to point out here. You'll notice in this one, in the presentation I drew in the block diagram, that there was a two-way communication between the motor and the inverter board. That's true in washing machines, but you don't see that so much in refrigerators. You may, and you may see that come on the scene, but right now you don't see a feedback signal from the compressor motor used in a lot of refrigerators. Typically on washing machines, you would see a what they call a tach on Whirlpool units. I think on Frigidaires they call them that. On LGs and Samsungs, you'll see what they use a Hall sensor affixed to the stator. But so this is what we say then is between the inverter and the compressor in this schematic above is that they are this is one-way communication. The inverter talks to the compressor, and that's it. It gets no feedback from the compressor. Compare and contrast this again with the example of the evaporator and condenser fan motors that are used, those BLDC evaporator condenser fan motors, where they've got that blue wire coming back. That is an RPM feedback signal from that built-in board that's encased in that plastic case from that little evaporator or condenser fan motor back to the main control board. So in that case, there is a feedback signal. There isn't in this case. All right, so those are the main things I wanted to cover here. That on the inverter board, you're going to have two inputs, an AC line input and a pulse width modulated control signal from the microprocessor board. You need to know which is which, and the way you tell is follow one set of inputs back. If you find it's line AC, that's your AC input. You know your other one is your pulse modulated signal because it's going to have one. It's got to have one. The last thing I wanted to point out is this little pop quiz question. That motor there, where it says compressor, go to the little dotted circle where it says compressor. What kind of motor do you think that is? That's right. If you said BLDC, you are correct. That is a brushless DC motor. Okay, second pop quiz question. Why are they showing that in a dashed circle? Does that mean that the compressor is optional? Well, sort of, because they would not use a BLDC compressor in a non-inverter refrigerator. It would be a standard CSR, common start run, split phase, single phase, split phase also, AC induction motor for the compressor, and there would be no inverter there. So they're showing that the compressor and the inverter would be replaced by a standard split phase compressor with a start relay if this model did not call for the inverter unit. And the compressor would be, these are special inverter motors that go in those compressors. So they're not interchangeable with the other type of compressors, and you cannot test them the same way. The only test you can do on this compressor is to check the resistance winding in each of the three windings in the compressor. They give you the spec, but I've seen them vary. You might see them as low as 8.5, you might see them around 11.5. What's really more important in these windings is that they are all three of them exactly the same, within a half an ohm of each other, maybe even less than that. It's okay if they vary from 10 ohms as long as they all three do it in exactly the same way. All right, so that's what I wanted to talk about on that. I hope just to bring out a few more other important points that maybe I didn't cover as well in the presentation above. So hope that helps.